We're watching the huge arm of a backhoe smash into the front of a house. The air is thick with dust. So many houses in this Cleveland neighborhood have wood nailed to where the windows and doors should be. It's hard to tell which one is next for the wrecking ball. 25-year-old George Hannett is not happy about what's happening on his street.
It's not good. It's bad for the neighborhood.
The city of Cleveland doesn't want these abandoned homes left to rot or attract crime, so it plans to demolish more than 1,000 homes this year. Morgan Taggart works with the Ohio State University Extension Office. It's her job to help people create urban gardens. She says tearing down so many houses is starting to leave a mark on neighborhoods in lots of cities. Pittsburgh, Detroit, Milwaukee, Cleveland.
These spaces become very difficult for neighborhoods to manage because they are an attractive nuisance to all sorts of illicit and illegal activity that aren't really great for the community.
Taggart says lots of people want to start growing their own food. The economy is luring them back to gardening, especially in neighborhoods that don't have big supermarkets with fresh produce. These vacant lots are giving them new places to plant, but many aren't sure how to go about planting a garden. Vel Scott has lived in Cleveland 30 years in a neighborhood with lots of unused land. She sees people on the bus struggling with shopping carts and carrying babies, doing whatever they have to do to get groceries home. But last year, Scott realized there's another way to feed people, and she started her first garden since she was a kid.
And I thought about, well, we have this land, so why not go over and clear it and use it?
It was a great idea, but Scott quickly realized it was easier said than done.
And after I got over there, and it's such a huge piece of land, I said, my God, where do I start? You know, I don't know what to do. So we did a V. V for victory, V for veils, V for whatever you want to do, wanted it to be.
Scott wants her land to be a place where they grow vegetables and cook them right there. She teaches a cooking class, so it made sense to her to show people in the neighborhood how to use the vegetables from the garden. There are some concerns about gardening on vacant land. After all, the land usually belongs to the city. People don't want to put lots of time and resources into cultivating the soil if the city's going to turn around and sell to a developer at the first opportunity. That's why Cleveland has created a new zoning category to protect its urban gardens. Morgan Taggart with the Extension Service says this is a post-industrial vision for cities.
It's an opportunity for us to kind of reimagine our neighborhoods, our city, our county, and how we can begin to integrate more sustainable principles into the planning of our neighborhoods.
Back at the house demolition, people watching the workers tear down the structure say it's hard to imagine a vegetable garden where this house used to be. But Vel Scott says that in just one season of gardening, her neighbors and local children have seen what she's done, and they've started clearing more land. And this spring, they're planting their own gardens. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.